So it's time to take the earth. It's time to take the world. It's time for us to take the whole world. It's time for us to spread the message of Jesus. It's time for us to receive the harvest. The time has come for us to have a mass. So, John chapter 9. Thank you. I'm grateful. Time has come for us to now take the earth. It's time for us to now put Jesus in the hearts of humanity, of mankind. And we are the ones the Lord is waiting on. The Bible talks about how it's time for the harvest. The harvest is now, right?
Yes, sir.
The laborers are few, right?
Yes, sir.
So what is the prayer? Pray the Lord to send what? Laborers into the field. And we've prayed and the Lord has answered that prayer. And now we have laborers.
Yes.
Am I speaking to laborers?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that qualifies you for being a laborer is that you find out that the most important thing in your life is not the solving of your problems. That's the greatest thing that makes you weak. When you think life is about solving your problems, that is why you are weak. Life is about doing what God will have you do, so that God can do what is left. Are you together with me? You are not meant to take care of yourself. God is meant to take care of you. That's the plan. The reason why we have too much troubles and crises is that we are taking care. Be quick. Is that we are taking care of ourselves. There's more space there. Amen. It's because we are taking care of ourselves. Are we together, friends?
Yes,
you need to allow God to take care of you. And I tell you the truth, He's going to do a better job than you.
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes,
He's going to do what?
Yes.
He's going to do a better job than you. You are going to mess it up, right?
Yes.
You will mess it up. And that's what you've been doing. You've been messing things up. Messing things up. That's why you are in your fifth relationship. Messing things up. You get the point? Because you're trying to take care of yourself. Are you with me? But if you allow God, God is going to take care of you. And God doesn't miss. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
God doesn't miss. Once, He gets it right, right?
Yes, sir.
And so He is someone we can trust. And He's someone we can live our lives with. And so I want to encourage you that is what you are called to. You are called to trust. Trust His life. Trust His power. Trust is glorious. You are meant to trust God with your life and allow Him turn it as He wants to turn it. Are we together, friends? And so we start from John chapter 9. The Bible says, now as Jesus passed, He saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked Him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Are we here? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must walk the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can walk. So there's a time when no one can walk. There's a time when, I was over the night, two nights ago, God told me about somebody. Just not a dream that needs interpretation. I was just in a dream world. And God pointed somebody to me and said, this person is going to die soon. Go preach to the person. The person will get saved. He says, the person is dying soon. The person dies, going to hell. Get the person saved. Are you together with me? Not dream. No, I'm not interpreting the dream. That's the dream. Yeah, that's the dream. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him. I must walk the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night's coming when no one can walk. So we need to find out. We need to align to the time. Are you together with me? You don't decide when you want to walk. Are we here, friends? You don't decide when He wants to walk. You don't determine the harvest. He determines the harvest. And I can tell you for free that right now, at this very moment, we have stepped into harvest. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
We have stepped into harvest and we are going to step in completely. And my work today and the next few days and weeks is to mobilize you for harvest.
Yes, sir.
Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
I'm meant to mobilize you for harvest. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now at this moment by the power of God and all the strength in me. All I intend to do is to mobilize you for harvest. Why? Because I know you don't have a problem. And that's why you are worthy for harvest. You don't have a problem. Why do I know you don't have a problem? Because there's nothing you are going through God can fix. And why do I know that you don't have a problem? Because I know God is willing to fix it. Why do I know that you don't have a problem? I know God is willing to fix it, and I know God is able to fix it. And so that is settled. So the next thing we need to do is to focus on harvest, right? We need to get people out of hell, get them to heaven. We need to get people who are in heaven to learn how to be in heaven. Are we together, friends? And so we need to find out how to do that and get that done so that when we go to heaven eventually, we will not be ashamed. We will be deserving of a welcome from God. Who wants to hear God say, "Welcome, good and faithful servant"? I want to hear that from God. That is the greatest dream of my life, where God will tell me, "Welcome, thank you, Zach, you have tried." And that's what we're going to do. And if we do that for 50 years, 70 years, that's a short time compared to eternity. And so we don't have much time but to be in the field. Are you together with me? If you are not in the field, you'll be quenching too many fires in your life. A life that is not focused on harvest will be a life focused on solving problems. I'm not here to solve life problems. I'm here to align with divine responsibility. I'm here to get the work of God done. Are we together with me? And so neither this man nor his parents sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. And Jesus Christ says, that's why I'm here. This guy sinned. This guy didn't sin. He's blind because of the work of God. He's blind because of the glory of God. And that's why I'm here. So I must walk the walk of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can walk. Let's read. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Somebody say, as long as I am in the world. Say, I am the light of the world. Come on, put some attitude in it. Say, as long as I'm in the world. Say, I am the light of the world. Are you with me? As long as I'm there. Listen, as long as I'm in this city, I'm the light of this city. I said, I'm the light of this city. As long as I'm in my home, I'm the light of my family. As long as I'm on my street, I'm the light of that street. There has to be light wherever I am. Are we together with me? I am the address of light. And I'm not only the address of light, I'm the reason for light. Oh my goodness. I said, I'm the reason for light. And in this nation, we are the reason for light. Are you with me, friends? We are the reason why marriages will not be destroyed. We are the reason why the blind will see, why the deaf will hear. We are the reason why those who are going to hell will not have to go to heaven. I said, I am the reason for light. As long as I am the world, I am the light of the world. So this city doesn't have to be troubled that there's no light, because we are here. As long as GCC is in this city, there is light in this city. Are you together with me, friends? I said, are you together with me, friends? As long as there is a teen's church here, all the teenagers in this city have light. Am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth? As long as there is a church here, all the families in this city are blessed. Is that the truth now? Yeah, that's the truth. We're not just preaching good. This is the work we are doing. Not just a fine sermon this Sunday. This is what will happen today, tomorrow, and every day. As long as we are here. The devil made a mistake for us to be planted. Now we are planted already. And he's in trouble. All right, let's read. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva and anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. I said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The word sent is the word apostolos, is apostle. Are you together with me? Are we here, friends? And sometimes you don't come into wholeness until you respond to his sending. And sometimes the eye you want healed, it will be healed when you respond to his sending. And sometimes if you don't focus on yourself, but allow him send you, you are coming back seeing. Are you together with me? And so don't say, no, I'm poor. No, respond to his sending. You are coming back wealthy. Are you together with me? So don't say, until I'm poor, until I'm rich before I will go. No. Go already. And then you will come back. And when you are coming back, you are coming back wealthy. So his assignment first. I said Jesus' assignment is first. I'm not first. He put a clay in their eye and said, go. He sent them. And when they went, when he went, by the time he came back saying, somebody's coming back with harvest.
Yes.
Somebody's coming back with unexplainable wealth.
Yes.
Somebody's coming back with a great home.
Yes.
Somebody's coming back with a healthy, with healthy children.
Amen.
You know, before coming to church today, when I was upstairs, God said I should warn some of you who are living in sin. Because it's just drop that thing. There's no time for sin anymore. No time, like no time. No time. Just drop it. Just be done. Just be done, because you will have your hands burnt. Yeah. When there is revival like this, judgment also goes pari passu. Yeah, I tell you the truth.
Yes,
if anybody is telling you otherwise, person is lying to you. Don't talk with sin. Just drop sin. Why? Don't even drop sin because you love God. Drop sin because you don't want to die. Yeah. Later you will stop sinning because of love. Before you get there, just don't want to die. Yeah, because you might die. Yeah. It's not spiritually. Yeah. Accidents, cancer, all those kind of stuff. Yeah. Is that terrible? Go check almost all the healings Jesus did. He says your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. It means that sin, that sickness came because of sin.
Yes, sir.
So sin can bring sickness.
Yes, sir.
Can bring death.
Yeah.
Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
And so you have to hate it. Love yourself and hate sin. And say, Father, if that this thing will not make me die, I will continue in it. It's still okay. But because I will die, I'm no more doing. Later, I will learn to abstain from sin because I love righteousness and his iniquity. Now, I love death. I hate death now. That's why I hate sin. Are you together with me? That's a word of knowledge for someone, please. I want to encourage you. Cut away from sin. Cut away from every appearance of evil. Disconnect without wisdom. Just disconnect anyhow. Disconnect completely. Are we together, friend? Just cut off. Eh? Jackpot, you get the point now. Just run away and put yourself and stay in the temple. Are we together with me? Stay in the temple. Find a leader you want to talk with. Find a leader. Don't find an idiot. Find a leader. Are you together with me? Find a leader you want to speak with, you want to confide in, and break away. Are we preaching, friends? Yeah. So he will send you, because when he sends you, you eventually get healed. When he sends you, you eventually get free. The excessive focus on ourselves is what has made us so weak.
Wow.
We focus on ourselves too much. And that's why God cannot really bless us and reach us as he intends to. You must be a man on a mission.
Yeah.
Joe, you get the point now. You must be what? A man on a mission. A man on a divine mandate, divine assignment. This is healthy living. Are we preaching here? And the reason why God has allowed you to come to today's service is because he's sending you. Are we here, friends? He's sending you. I say, Pastor Zach, I'm not worthy to be sent. That's why he's sending you. Because when people see what comes out through you, they will know this can be you, this God. What you think disqualifies you is actually what qualifies you. Because with you, it will show more that it is God. If you were greater than this, people will not be sure whether it's you or God. And so now that you feel weak, that is why it is you.
Yeah.
He always chooses the weakest of us.
Yeah.
Are you together with me?
Yes,
nobody would have thought I would be doing what I'm doing right now. Everybody was sure of what I will do, whether I will sell cocaine or sell this or sell gun or this. People were sure. But here am I, being an apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, because now it is obvious it's God. This one is not what man can do. Never looks like it, but it's God. And so tell somebody you are qualified.
Qualified.
Tell the person more than qualified.
More than qualified.
So he sent. And he went and washed and came back seen. Let's see. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, it's not this one. It's not this who sat and begged. I like this kind of testimonies. Is it not this person who sat and begged? The story is about to change you.
Yes.
It's not this one who sat and begged. It's no more him who sat and begged. He who sent me has changed me.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
When you receive the calling, you will be changed. The calling changes. Let's read. Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. And I'm he. Therefore, they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and I received my sight. But look at the kind of faith. He went blind. And he got to that pool. Are you with me? That's how you need to go. Don't go thinking you will be wealthy, you will be blessed, you will be married before you go. No, go blind. Go weak. Go without money. Go without the good things of life. Go without having been able to pay house rent. Go with all the disappointments you have faced in life. Just go that way. Don't say, God, let me fix myself before I go. No, go, because you are coming back. And when you come back, you come back having received. You would have received your sight. Everything that has brought you shame, by the time you are coming back, you are coming back without shame. Go anyhow. Go like you are. Go now. Go right now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the story of everyone who went. All of us who went came back. With our lives changed and transformed. Everybody. And we even became a big surprise to those who never went, who thought things were working for them. By the time we got back, they were shocked at our lives. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
He says, I went, I washed, and I received my sight. Right? Then they said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought him who formerly was blind. Oh, I like formerly. Somebody is going to be formerly poor.
Yes.
Formerly stupid.
Yes.
Formerly foolish.
Yes.
Formerly without a home. Formerly.
Yes.
They brought him to the Pharisees. Now it was Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. The Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to him, he put clay on my eyes and I washed and I see. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God. Why? Because he does not keep the Sabbath. I tell you the truth, if you assume that because God is doing wonders in your life, everybody will be happy and encourage you, is a lie. They will look for one thing. You know, today's service is powerful. It's glorious, Abby. But you'll be shocked. There's a Pharisee here that has seen one thing that is distracting his blessing. Yeah, there's somebody here saying that they did not cover their hair. Now, he knows the glory is here. God is here. He said they did not cover their hair. Yeah. There's somebody that wondered, but they did not. Yes, God is there, but what? After God has manifested, what do you want again? But what? They say, God is here, but the pastor should go and reduce his beard. How? How? If I reduce my beard, what will happen? Will you be delivered from your sin? What is the effect of small beards or plenty beards in your journey to the New Jerusalem? How does it affect your journey to New Jerusalem? There will always be those bots. They say he's preaching, but see, he put his hand in his pocket. He's not humble. There will always be a bot. Friends, there will always be a bottle. And you had better agree to that early enough in life so that you stop trying to have an explanation. If you did not heal on Sabbath, they will still say, why did you eat on Monday? Don't you know that Monday is business day? I tell you the truth, there will always be a bottle. See, one of the things you must free yourself is trying to explain why God is moving in your life. You will delay yourself. The people who are criticizing you are criticizing you spiritually. All the points they are raising are irrelevant. If you counter those points, they will raise another one because it's a spiritual assignment. I said, in your journey to greatness, when God calls you to be great, Satan calls others to mock you. There can never be a great man without a mocker. When you say great calling, there will also be great mockers. Is how Satan calls. God calls you to greatness. Satan calls others to mock you. So when a great man rises, three mockers will rise. So you must enjoy to live life criticized. There is criticism in the fulfillment of destiny. And stop being shocked. Don't be naive. Don't be caught. Don't be surprised. Don't try to prove that, oh, why are they mocking me? I'm a good person. No. It's just the way you want to fulfill destiny. Some people have to fulfill their own. And stop trying to explain to unreasonable men. We here, friends.
Yes, sir.
People are going to criticize you for very stupid reasons. Some will be true, some will be untrue. You know that you are not great because you are perfect. And the cheapest work to do in life is to see what's wrong. You don't need to go to school to do that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are the one that know the cost of this suit. Eh? Because you bought it. It's easy for me to see the lines that are not, you know, straight. Because I don't know the cost of either buying it or producing it. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
When you are not doing much, you can't really have mercy. Now, when I see a pastor who is trying to build a church, I'm not going to criticize because I know what it is to build, to grow a church. To grow your membership from 10 to 12, I know what it is. It's not easy. Ah. When you come this Sunday, you are 15. You think next week people are growing, that people will be 20. The next Sunday, it can be 7. I don't wonder, what did I do? Now, there are pastors who, don't you know, they go to church and nobody comes, only them. Do you know? A lot.
Yes.
They go, only them. In fact, some is so bad that it's so only them that day they have offended their wife. Their wives will not attend service that day. Yeah. The wife will be in the room. Only the pastor will be in the parlor. She will be taking care of children. And we'll have to do it. Yeah. But if you have never gone through the labor of raising a church, you say, what kind of church is this? Are we together here? You know, football is easy when you watch. Very easy. Very easy. Easy to criticize. Easy to insult a coach. But the time they put you on the field and play 5 minutes, it will be as if you want to vomit your heart. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It will be as if you want to vomit your heart. It will look as if you want to vomit your heart. If you are playing football and you are not fit, you understand what I'm talking about. Your heart will want to come out. It's easy. To criticize is very easy. And that's why I don't make friends with critics. I make friends with doers. I don't make friends with critics. I have no business with critics. It's cheap. Who cannot see and know what's not wrong with something? You don't know the cost now. You know, we're doing 40 days life. You know, it's easy to watch and say the sand is not clear. But that 40 days did not cost less than 5 million just to do the 40 days life. I chose to say, 5 million, kill Ashe. Yeah. By the time I was now analyzing the budget, and they say, don't worry, Pastor. I say, this is not clear. What's wrong with these people now? This is not clear. The other day, you guys did 30 days of prayer. Just the cost of diesel was over what? Was over a million. Just diesel alone. Was over a million. In Nigeria now, to be on AC and diesel, you are blessed. to be running on diesel, you are blessed. And that's why I told them that the diesel has to be running this way. We need to be feeling prosperous. Yeah. Make sure the AC is on. I don't want to say let's on fan. Let's on. No, 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 no. Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
So, you are going to be criticized. For no reason. And I need to stay here for long, for a little while, because this is one thing. Because many times, you like to explain yourself. And many times, you want people to know you are not a bad person. But you need to know that you are not criticized because you are bad. You are criticized because they are sent to criticize you. It's somebody's assignment. It's somebody's calling. It's somebody else's destiny. And so don't deprive the person of the person's... And it is the cheapest route to somebody's greatness. You see, somebody feel great because they can put you down. That's what makes them figure. But you just keep going. Huh? I know that some of the criticisms are wrong. They are wrong, and some are even correct. But you know, you don't listen to critics. You say, listen to the Lord. Because there are some, can I preach here?
Yes, sir.
Because there are some things in your life that God wants to deal with later, not now. You didn't get that point. There are some, see, even as a parent, there are some things you don't want to deal with your child yet. Later. It's there, but later. Some development has to happen before we open that page. You know? There's a rule in my house. What makes you my child is that you listen to me. It's not that the DNA is... until you, when you stop listening to me, you are no more my child. But... Aaliyah does not listen to me. She does not listen to me. I've been trying it. She doesn't listen to me. She'll look at me boldly and just say, what I do for Maverick and go there. I say, sit down there. She just look at me and... So I said, maybe it's not time. I'll wait for another 3 months. Because maybe she does not understand the meaning. When she gets the meaning, so it means she needs to develop before I can bring some levels of correction. So not all corrections, the timing of correction also shows whether it's a godly one or not. When you bring the right correction in the wrong time, you destroy the developmental process of a thing. So sometimes, and even as a husband, sometimes you need to watch some things. It's not everything you complain about. You don't want to have a repetition of a complainer. So when they just see you, they say, what did we do wrong? What did we do wrong? Listen, I'm just trying to say to you, there's nothing brilliant about seeing faults. It's not a brilliant thing. Don't feel like a star because you see faults. It's cheap. Cheap. Are people? Very cheap. Nobody needs to have a special gift or anything. Anybody can see faults. But to put in the work is work. Right? So, how can such a man, therefore some Pharisees said, this man is not from God. Because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? There was division amongst them. And they said to the blind man again, what do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said he's a prophet. But Jews did not believe concerning him and that he had been blind and received the sight until they called the parents of him who had received the sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son. And we also know that he was born blind. But by the means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He's of age, you can just ask him. Are you with me? He will speak for himself. Am I preaching here? Am I preaching here? You see, because you need not to be apologetic about what God is doing in your life. And you need not to cow under the aggression of men. You will be insulted. As a wife, for example, if you are living in submission to your husband, people are going to insult you. And when they are insulting you, don't give an explanation to say you are not submissive. Are you together with me? Don't allow people to harass you when you are in righteousness. Are you together with me? You must trust God to give you a response that will cause their brain to come to life. He says, it's of age. You ask him. He will speak for himself. Next verse. His parents said this thing because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed Jesus was the Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So they called the man again, the man who was blind, and said to him, give God the glory. Religious lots. We know that this man is a sinner. You see, because it's been a while. Are you with me? It's been a while they have seen somebody who can open the eyes of men. Been a while. It's been a while they've seen somebody who is not religious, whose life is producing signs and wonders. I know what I see about you. A lot of things will begin to happen with you that is not common. That's my prayer for you. Uncommon things. Listen, as a church, we are coming into uncommon results. Uncommon results. And listen, when you come into a common result, you provoke anger. Aggression. A few years ago, we had a man, Pastor Obi remembers the story. We had a man who we really love so much. And who we really appreciate so much. Such a fantastic man. And he came around. We really love him. Appreciated him. Hugged him. Loved him. Received him and blessed him. And then everything was going fine. We enjoying the relationship. Until the man just, because he's an older man. And then he just found out that I'm a very young man. This is a while ago. And he was offended. When he found out he was offended, he said, he said, what was this? Because when he saw what the Lord was doing, the testimonies that was being shared, he was shocked. He was really, man, you are a comrade. We are going to be partners. We are going to take the gospel to the end of the earth. When he found out, he said, you are this young. I said, yeah, but to the glory of God. And you think I'm young. I think I'm too old. I'm close. I'm looking like the grave, like this, how many years? Got offended. I mean, really offended. When the man was leaving, I told Pastor Obi, one of the pastors, I went, I hugged him, traveling back, hugged him, really hugged him. So Pastor Obi, another pastor, I had another meeting with my spiritual father. I told him, I have another meeting with my spiritual father. We hugged, left the hotel. Pastor Obi and another pastor took him to the airport. And this man was offended. You know the offense? I wasn't the one who followed him to the airport. When I mean offended, I mean serious offended. He says, I will never in my life have anything to do with him again. Never, not just him, everybody connected to him. Just like a few months later, I called and said, please, we need to blow a sound in Zion. Can you help me arrange a sound? Want to blow a sound? I said, well, I'm not blowing any sound in Zion. He was offended. Somebody asked him, what did he do? Somebody's called him and said, what did Pastor Zach do to you? He said, I won't lie, they took good care of me. They were so kind and nice, but they didn't follow me to the airport. Did you come to Lagos to be followed to the airport? Offended. 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 And that's okay. You know, I want you to live a life that will be offensive. Not because you want to offend, but because glory is coming out of you. Glory is offensive. Is he the only one? Those are the things I want to be hearing concerning you. Is he the only one? He has gone to bribe everybody. Let them say that. He has gone to bribe people. MC Relax, I want you so blame people who say he has bribed everybody in the industry. Then you are starting. They say, no, that guy. Bray, oh, the bribe, all those jobs he's getting. Then you are just starting. Somebody called another pastor. He says, Akpolo, Ekololo. Yes, that's it. That's the point. Okay, illegal sense, that's the point. Until they look for a foolish. How can Jesus bring healing? They say Sabbath. Okay, how many did you heal that is not Sabbath day? At least if it's bad to heal on Sabbath, heal on Monday, heal on Tuesday. They have not healed anybody. But they say Sabbath. Now, you need to retire from a life of apologies. Be done with it. How long? How many people are you going to apologize to? 99% of everybody on earth are doing nothing. Most people are just surviving. Now, you want to break out of, and you will be very offensive. If we live out the Bible the way the Bible is, it will be offensive. Somebody converted my wife and said, the way you are honoring your husband is too much. Yeah. They said this is too much. Is that any small thing? This, your dad. Ah! Now, not jokingly. I mean, serious confrontation. Yeah. That's what happens when you do the Bible. That's what happens when you do the Bible. When you do the Bible, there must be a committee of mockers. If they have not organized a complaint to mock you, you have not started. But you're about to start to. You are taking this glory thing to another frequency. Listen, you don't get what I'm talking about. I'm saying your estate people should plan to chase you out of your estate because of the amount of crowd that comes to your house to get delivered. One day somebody came to my estate and the gate men were angry. They said, every time Pastor Zach. He said, Pastor Zach, Zachariah, plot 39, Zachariah, plot 39, Zachariah. Not offended. My neighbor told me, he said, the amount of hands touching this gate is too much. He says, there can be bacteria on the gate. Now, you would think I'm exaggerating. I'm saying this is the exact thing my neighbor told me one day. He said the amount of people opening the gates are too much. Because the only people that visit him come from his room to his parlor. Those are his children. You need the glory manifesting in your life. Are we together here? Should I tell you all these stories? There was a preacher invited more than 5 times. More than 6 times. I said, please come. Just please come. No, I'm not. I'm not saying stories. These are my personal. Listen, but my point is this. That people are going to raise allegations, yes, when the glory is made manifest. And you must learn not to live for the validations of men. Listen, there is no reward in men liking you. There's no reward for it. You have no reason to be looking for the likeness of men. You should be looking for the fulfillment of destiny. If people like you, how much are you going to collect? And people can dislike you and are still forced. They are still forced to patronize you. Yes. Even though they don't like you. Yeah. Yeah. Are my friends here? You are too carried away. You are too desirous of being to be liked by men, and that's why the glory is not working through you. You also focus. You focus on your destiny. Focus on your prayers. Focus on receiving from God. Focus on repenting. Focus on living for Jesus, and you go ahead. And don't be afraid that you might be wrong, because you are. In many regards, you are wrong. It's not. You think I'm not wrong because I'm standing like this. But you see, I'm in the hands of the right man. Yes. And I am willing to change and adjust as he brings it to me.
Yes.
So I'm not trying, I'm not under the bondage of being right. Am I people here?
Yes, sir.
So, they told him to give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. When they said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to be his disciples? Tell us, do you also want to be his disciples? Say, give glory to God. You see, that's how religious people take credit away from people. They say, it's the Lord. It's not the Lord, it's Jesus. They say, give glory to God. It's not God, it's Jesus Christ that is doing it. It's a real person doing it. Are you together with me? It's a real person. See, things are just happening. It's just God. Olorun lo fun se, Olorun fun se be yen. You see, don't discredit God's vessels. If you discredit God's vessel, you discredit yourself. Let's read. Then they reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we Moses' disciples. Yeah. Because it's easy to be disciple of somebody that is dead. Yeah. Disciple of somebody that is dead. So that we'll not be sure whether you're a disciple or not. We cannot call him to find out whether you're a disciple or not. They said they are children of Abraham. Jesus Christ said, you are not children of Abraham. You are children of Satan. Because Abraham is dead. You are affiliating with him. Some people know how to affiliate with things that we can't confirm. To discredit what is real before them. They love things far. Either things dead or things far. See, that's why I love Bill Johnson. You hate your pastor, you love Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson does not love you. He does not know you. See, I've the finest preachers in the world, I've met some of them. They are real ordinary people. They are the finest preachers in the world. We have an assumption that whatever is from America is powerful. It's because there's money and there's equipment for media. Yes! When anything is from America, I just say, wow! I've never heard this before. What's up, what have you not heard? It's colonialism that I see worrying you. You have heard it before. What have you not heard? What have you not heard? It's I've never heard. It's a lie. What have you not heard? What have you not heard before? Until they started accepting our worship, we did not even accept it. It was when they started singing Sinai song. We now knew Sinai song was sweet. So we make a do when we make a until when everybody started doing we make a when they all started doing what worship song are they singing? A lot of their song is not aligned with scripture. A lot of their song does not align with scripture. It's just writing. They said, "Not want heaven without us." Who told you? No, the one we sang today say, "He did not want heaven without me." Who told you to not want heaven without me? You don't do it without you. It's just soulish. Like a weapon, what is love, kiss, and I turn violently inside my chest. You just turn violently inside your chest. Did your heart turn violently inside your chest? You are just doing copycat. You don't understand the use of those words. You have never used that word before to God. Say, so my heart turns violent. Which heart is turning violent? Like you have never used kiss before, except you are talking morality. Now you are worshiping God. Say, like a wet slop kiss. I don't know. You are just colonized. We know that God spoke to Moses as, for this fellow, we do not know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, Why? This is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from. Yet he has opened my eyes. That man dealt with them. Now we know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eye of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, you were completely born in sin and you are teaching us. And they cast him out. Listen, when you carry experience, you won't fit in anymore. When you carry experience. Listen, there are things I don't fit in anymore because of what I've experienced. When you carry experience, you don't fit in. There's nothing you can do. There's a way church is done that I can't fit in because I carry some experiences that won't make me fit in. I cannot talk what I don't mean again in my life. I can't talk what I don't mean, like professional preaching. It's not possible. I can't say what I don't mean. I can't go and read the manual and vomit manual and say, you know, today we want to talk about the three laws of ascension. The first law is dedication. The second law is multiplication. I can't. If you see what I have seen, you won't. I can't. I can't do professional. I can't do what's not real. When we're going to, when Glint started helping me, I had to call him. I said, Glint, help me small. You remember in the office? I said, help me small. I don't want to look like Shigidi. I will now look like one special thing that people cannot near, people cannot touch. I don't know how. I don't know how to behave strange. And I walk. I can't. Sometimes when we have a guest and they are staying too long upstairs, the last time I told the guest, me, I'm going downstairs to worship. The protocol will bring you. I can't be upstairs and worship is going on. I'm drinking tea. I want to worship God. I want to worship God. And that's why when I'm here, I'm worshiping God. Whether you like it, don't worship, we worship God, don't worship God. There's no concern. Whilst we were watching, when I came upstairs, when Dara was upstairs, if the glory takes over in a way where I won't preach again, it does not concern me. I know some people will be offended. I said, what kind of people that have invited people that their pastor can preach? I'm okay. Listen, I tell you the truth, I'm okay. I'm fine. As I am like this, I'm fine. I can do without you enjoying the service. If you don't enjoy this service, It does not affect me. I'm okay with you not enjoying the service. Let me tell you another one. If you don't come back, I don't remember. No, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not speaking arrogant. I'm just telling you, maybe I will change. But I'm telling you the truth. I will not remember. The day I see you, I will be happy to see you with my heart. Wow, you are here. Wow. Wow. I'm not trying to do anything in a way where maybe it's people will not go. People will say, I'm not trying to be intelligent. I'm not trying. I don't have plans for intelligence. I don't have plans to impress you. Listen, we've casted out several devils. I've casted out 3 devils consistently. Casted out devils, healed the sick, changed life. People have been saved. So what I carry work. Are we together here?
Yes,
so they cast him out. So when you have the substance, when you have the experience, you won't fit in. Now let's read. Jesus heard that they cast him out, and when he found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He asked and I said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" The heart was already prepared through experience. Ready.
Yeah.
Say, who is he? Let's believe in him. I'm done with living normal living for myself. Who is he? Let's believe in him. But guess what? This is one of the few places. See, what did Jesus Christ say next? Quickly. Jesus said to him, "You are both seeing him. It is he who is talking with you. It is he who is talking with you." Then he said, "Lord, I believe," and I worship him. This is one of the few places in scriptures that Jesus will clearly say that he's the Christ. One of few places. Why? Because that guy's heart was ready to receive it. Jesus rarely does this. The guy's heart was ready. Jesus Christ had freedom to express himself. But you see, this guy carried some level of boldness that made Jesus reveal himself. You see, if you are bold for Jesus, he will come for you. As I'm speaking like this, he will come for me this night. Because I speak boldly about him. You see, you never catch me on the fence. You are never unsure of what I believe. I'm not a politician pastor. I don't write things and people will not be sure what I'm saying or what I'm not saying. Clear. Clear. My father-in-law is a top man in APC. One of the topest men. You can't count how many, you count him. I don't like APC. I can't do as if I like APC because of him. I'm not like that. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to deceive anybody. I don't like the party. Adeleke won, I'm happy. I don't like Adeleke, but my dislike for APC, anybody that win APC, I like. I'm not trying to maybe be in the man's good book and all of that. And now everything is online. One day I had a call with one of his family members. The man was asking me, "Why do you dislike KPC like this?" Yeah. I said, "People are not serious people." Why? Because I don't have an expectation that my life is in the hand of a man.
Yeah.
There's no man that is not kind to me. I don't know of any man that is not kind to me. Because I'm not expecting it. So I'm unaware of your lack of kindness. What shocks me is your kindness. I'm shocked you are kind to me. I was not expecting it. Some of my children embarrassed me with gifts like this. I saw the gift. I said, "This is too much. Fine gift. Fine gift." You see, I'll wear some of them by this Wednesday. Just watch what I wear on Wednesday. You'll be shocked. New release. As if they knew that I've given out a lot of this lately. New release. And it's the one I like. Bought it with me, everything. Cha 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 cha. In fact, maybe I will never remove the tag. I wear like that. New release. New release. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm very grateful. I called them, I said, "I'm grateful. I thank you. I'm not expecting anything." They say, "No, now how are you thanking us? We're the one grateful. Thanks for all you do. You know that's how they greet us." Thanks, sir. I say you too, thanks for all you do. Lord, I believe and worshiped him. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Is that another verse? Jesus said, for judgment have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may be blind. There are some Pharisees who were with him already were able to code. And they said, and said to him, are we blind? Jesus said to them, well, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sins remain. You are blind. Are you with me? Now, if you don't believe in Jesus, and what I mean by that is not just confessing. I mean, if you are not living for Jesus, you are blind. Mm-hmm. It is blindness not to live for Jesus. Mm-hmm. It is blindness to live for yourself. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's rush to Matthew chapter 28. Are my friends here? We'll start from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority have been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore. Somebody shall
go therefore.
I can't hear you. Shall
go therefore.
Shall
go therefore.
Why? Because all authority has been given to me. It says, all authority has been given to me, so you can afford to now go therefore. It's like Otedola telling DJ Copy, I have all the money. You can afford to be a DJ. Others might not be able to afford to be a DJ, but you can afford to be a DJ. There's money. You get the point now? You can afford to be a DJ. Eh? That godless child can afford to do many things. You know, the children of the poor like to study some kind of tough courses. The children of the wealthy can decide to be doing, they said, I just feel like making an African doll. African doll. Or African something, something, something. And CNN will come and video what they are doing. They wonder, what are they doing here? So it's nothing much. So, we made this from something to portray the African. I said, wow. Wow. Well, you have to go and study banking and finance, and after that, you go and do your master's in business administration. After that, you go and do your, you shall read it. After that, at least you can. they study strange things. They study strange things. They can just say they want to learn. You hear some things, you wonder, is this also a discipline? Is this a discipline? It doesn't have to be hard. You need to do petroleum engineering with mechanical perception. You just have to do something serious. But guess what? All authority has been given to me. So you can afford to now go and do what? Go to the world. Because I have all the authority. So we have the advantage.
Yes.
So I can afford to go and do anything.
Yes.
I can afford to go to the nations.
Yes.
I'm not going to lack anything.
Yes.
So the enemy cannot say, because I'm preaching, I will lack.
Yes.
He can't say, because I'm going for the kingdom of Allah. Just guys, don't worry, don't be afraid anymore. I have all the authority now.
Yes.
So Satan does not have the final say on my finances. Never! I can't be poor because I preach. Satan is not the one that owns my money. Jesus has collected all the keys for prosperity. So there's no feedback. Eh? There's no feedback. There's no repercussion. I said there's no repercussion.
Yeah.
I will preach Jesus and there won't be a repercussion.
Yeah.
I will preach Jesus, there won't be a repercussion.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to preach Jesus and I will not count loss. I said I will not count any loss. Peter said, we have lost everything and followed you. We have lost everything. He said, what's our gain? He said, you have lost nothing. He said, you are going to get 100-fold of everything because I have it. And he mentioned the things. They were all natural things. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, before we come back here, let's check Matthew chapter 11. We'll start from verse 28. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Now, this faith is a powerful one. This Christianity is a powerful one. It's, now, you know where you were before you met this Jesus. Why don't you think this is what the world needs? Why are you acting like you don't know? You know where you were before you met Jesus. This Jesus that you met is the most important thing everybody must have. And this afternoon, I'm shifting your gaze to make the main thing, to make the gospel priority. And we must find out to get everybody having this gospel. We have found it to be the solution of all things. He says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. IMF cannot do that. WHO cannot do that. Oh, thank God for Jesus. COVID did not destroy Africa. It was not IMF. It was our Jesus. It was Jesus. Because we can go to him. They say we pray too much. See the signs. The prayer is working.
Yes.
The prayer is working.
Yes.
The prayer is working. This is why the nation has not been destroyed. It's our prayer. The prayer is working. And that's why I am averse to anything that talks down on prayer.
Yeah.
Even when we are talking about get your privacy. You can say that without saying it's not time to pray. It's like we have prayed enough. Why can you pray enough? Don't say you can say get your. I say get your PVC. I told you in the first service, get your PVC. Is that important? I can even say nobody comes to church without PVC. I can. If it top my head, I will say it. I will say it. Like say it's not your church, it's not a church of God, that's your business. By the time I put you in the door, you will know whether it's the church of God or not. You will know whether it's a church of God or not. Are you with me, friends? Come unto me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Friends, there is rest in Jesus Christ. Now, you need to know, and we need to tell the world this. There's rest in Jesus Christ. I am unhappy about the Christianity that is not making people find rest. If it's the true one, everyone who comes will find rest. Now, when you came, you found rest. Everybody who came found rest. There was no rest in my family, but when I came to Jesus, I found rest. There was no rest. My parents were like wrestlers, as if there was a competition of who can find the most in my house. There was no rest. Kenneth, there was no rest in my home. Sometimes I'm in class, I'm sitting there, I'm crying. Because I don't know what's happening at home. Yeah, there was no rest. There was no type of rest. There was no rest anywhere. When you come to my house, then we'll tell you sit down carefully because you might meet yourself on the floor. If you sit on our chair, I don't mean metal, I mean real floor. You will see yourself on the floor. Because the foam is just camouflaged. There is nothing under. I showed you that where we used to be. One day we're passing the train, we passed the jury. I said, that's where we used to be with some beggars. That's where I used to stay, to sell bottles. Ragolis bottle. We pack when they finish doing party. We go and pack Ragolis bottle. Sometimes you can sell 85 dozen for 200 naira. If you have sold it before, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's how I grew up. There was no rest, no type of rest. I remember the first time I got an electronic in my house. That's after many years. I'm talking about maybe after 10 years of no electronics in the house. I have a teeth that broke here. One of my teeth that broke. It broke because I wanted to watch a particular match in 1996. I was running to watch a particular match and there was one room. There was no TV in my house. So you have to be rotating where you will watch the match. If you watch one, 2 years today, you watch somewhere another place so that it won't look as if you are coming too much. Yeah. So I was rushing somewhere. There was one rope. I was rushing because those days, it's not this particular super chicken. I'm talking of the real super egos. I'm talking of when Nigeria was playing ball. not this one. Those days, Nigerian match used to put the whole nation on a standstill. Those days when there's Nigerian match, your blood pressure will be, your heart will be doing somehow. The atmosphere will change. Everywhere will be quiet, silent. Ah, Nigeria, God needs to help this nation, though. Now Nigeria will be playing ball. It will not be as if Nigeria is playing ball. The other day Nigeria was playing ball and Pana was taking it seriously. We're just gonna think Nigeria. That's how it was. I was running towards the ball and they tied one rope to one pole. And I didn't know, and my leg slipped and I fell, and that's how I broke that teeth to watch ball. It was my friend. Tawi Philemon of this Philemon the One. His father was a top politician in Plateau State that gave me this Walkman. It was that Walkman myself and Krebs D used to listen to stuff. We'll play audio. I can't forget. That was where I heard Soji Soji Tobati Dagoko Soji. Mano Gere Kowe. Don't say the other part. It was Rasky that sang that song. I mean, no Rasky. No, not Rasky, but no, Rasky. Rasky. It was Rugged Man that pursued that guy out of the industry. When he came, when he said, why you two they rap like Mumu? Why you two they copy? He said, if I call Rasky a Rasky, don't harass me. That was when Rasky just ended, he did not sing again. You don't know these things. Rasky. Go and Google Rasky. One day they told him he looks like Usher. I said, no, Usher looks like him. He used to dance like Usher like this. He used to dance like Usher. Rasky. That was where I heard that Rasky new release. It was not a good one. But when we came to him, we found rest. I learned how to speak English from reading my KJV Bible. Just reading KJV. I was just reading the Bible. I began to, even though I started with King James English, but as I changed my translation, my English started getting better. And that's why I don't believe anybody will not be something. Yeah. With Jesus, you will be more than your imagination. Yeah. This Jesus, you have no record of disadvantage after you have received him. The day you receive him, your disadvantages perish. In fact, those advantages turn to advantages. One of the reasons why I'm extremely compassionate are the things I went through when I was growing up. It's not even compassion of Christ. I know what it means to be hungry. I know what it means. And that's why sometimes I'm just walking on the road and I give some people some money they are not expecting. Especially petty traders. I know what it means. Because when you go to that grammar school bus stop itself, where there's a car park, that grammar school bus stop itself, before the police station, that car park, behind it, just by that car park, that was where I was the MDCU of a canteen in that place. I was the MD of that canteen. That was where I learned how to manage this thing. My mom was a politician, so she would go for ward meeting. I'll be in that place. Managing things, running things, selling, stealing, everything. You see, there was a day I said, let me enjoy today. And I called the woman selling a wagon. I bought a wagon like this. It was too much. I had to break the wall and be pouring it inside. That is semi, buy me kote, 14 errors. This is. I'll slash the money. I'll buy small, because I'll keep my own change. Yeah, because where a man walk, that's where we. And my school was beside there. So I had students. And you know, you still have to be a big boy. There's a way you have to do it. You still have to be a big boy. I'll still go to school. I'll do as if. It's just one woman I'm helping there. I just want to forget about that. You know, you have to lie. Because the girls will not want to work with somebody who is selling rice. So you still have to look for how to work it out. But when I came to him, I found rest. Listen, your life doesn't have to look like where you are coming from. My home doesn't look like the home I grew up in. Don't say, I hate married, I'm afraid, my parent married makes me scared. What's wrong with you? Is it your only parent married, the only one that exists? How about the marriage between Christ and the church? It's a marriage. You can have a great home. You should have a great home. Your parents' home does not have to be how your home will be. So don't let it, don't allow it scare you. In fact, it should even empower you. Empower you. So when we come to him, so all the people laboring outside who are heavy laden, all the girls who are seeing people are breaking their hearts, we know the solved problem. Yeah. We know the solution. Yeah. It's not to get another boy, yes, it's to get Jesus. Yes. It's to get Jesus. When you get Jesus, that part will be solved. Now, all those people are all around your life, all around you. But sometimes you are not taking Jesus seriously. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Can you shout a powerful hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Now, I want to hear the hallelujah of those who Jesus have changed their lives. Amen. Change our lives. And that's why we know nothing else but him.
Yes.
Baby, I know when he picked you from now. You remember? I will not talk about it. But no, let me not talk about it. You know where she picked her from? And now she's a woman of God, powerful, anointed.
Yes.
But she came from somewhere. So it means all the people in darkness,
yes,
have a glorious destiny like,
yes,
this. We are not going to leave them there again.
Yes.
Yes. Says, I'll give you rest, and then what next? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly heart. And then you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So he doesn't get us saved and leave us like that. He gives us a yoke and a burden. What's the yoke? A way of life. What's the burden? An assignment. The yoke, he joins us to himself and says, this is how to now live. A burden is now saying, this is what you will now do.
Yes.
So God shows you the way of life and he shows you the assignment.
Yes.
So you must not just be saved and live anyhow. You must not just be saved and get your idea of life from television. There's nothing on television. Nobody's, I don't know, they are just talking nonsense. It is when I read my Bible, I get wisdom. They don't know what they are talking about. Are we together here? They don't know what they are talking about. They know nothing about marriage. They know nothing about finance. They are just speaking rubbish. Yeah. But when I open the word of truth, or when I come to the house of truth like this, then wisdom flows.
Yes.
Are you together with me?
Yes,
now, we don't need any celebrity to tell us how to treat our husbands. Are we together here? We don't need them to tell us how to treat our wives. We don't need any celebrity to tell us what to do with our money. Are we here, friends?
Yes,
we don't need anybody. We know what to do. The scripture is the word of God.
Yes.
And it is by that we live our life. So we're not just saved, we're yoked.
Yes.
I am yoked.
Yoked.
I'm yoked. I'm yoked to the word of God.
Yes.
I know what to do. I know what to do. No celebrity tells me what to do. I don't follow the popular opinion. I don't follow popular opinion. I don't follow popular opinion. We don't. Are we here, friends?
Yes,
we don't follow popular opinion. We are not afraid to look stupid. We are not afraid to look stupid. If you know who visits me every day, you know that I'm not afraid to look. Listen, your opinion of me is completely irrelevant. I have the opinion of the greatest reality, the greatest being in this world, the world to come, in heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. He has an opinion of me. And his opinion of me is that I'm loved. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Are you together with me? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I already know who I am. I don't get validation from anybody. Are you together with me? I have no plan to make myself likable. I have no plan to sell myself to you. If I have any plan, it's to get you into Christ or to get Christ inside you. That's the plan. There is nothing from you that is amazing. Except for the fact that Christ made you and I see the beauty of Jesus upon you. But aside that, there is nothing, there is no way, there is no place you are living that I must leave. There is no car you are driving that I must drive. There is nothing you have that I must have. Are you together with me? Because godliness is profitable in all things. All things. See, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Complete in him, right? I said complete in him. I said complete in him. Now, this is the life that we live. It's a compelling life. It's a compelling life. It's a life of victory. Victory. He causes us to triumph always. Always. Now, we don't say this because today is Sunday service. After we finish today's service, the message remains the same. On Monday, the message is the same. On Tuesday, it's the same. On Wednesday is the same. On Thursday, Friday is the same. On Saturday is the same. Then we gather on Sunday to shout it out. Same message. It's a life of victory. My dear, you have absolutely nothing to fear. Nothing to be worried about. Whatever you don't have now, you will have it in abundance. All you need to do is to keep following him. His intention is good. He said, the thought that I think towards you, they are good, not of evil, to give you a future expected head. Are you together with me? You are sure that tomorrow is bright because the light is inside you. Definite. You can have your seat in God's presence. Why people who walk through the fire and were not burnt, we pass through the storm, were not burnt. And many times the fourth man shows up. Are you together with me? Come on, without a smoke. We go through stuff. You know why I like this message? Anybody can preach it. If you are in the palace, you can preach it. It's the truth. If you are in the prison, you can preach it. It's the truth. And so we're not preaching because we're in the palace. Anybody in the prison can preach it. If you are in the pit, you can preach it. In fact, this message resonates even from hell. There is no way the victory is not counted. We have victory everywhere. Everywhere. It's not a message for the adults. It's not a message for the children. A teenager can repeat what I'm saying. It's true. An old man repeat what I'm saying. It's true. True message. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. How beautiful to find out that all of life is inside me. How beautiful to know that there is nothing spectacular about what is outside. What is inside is your greatest reality. And it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. Now, we are not shouting because we are young. We are not shouting because we are babies. We are shouting because this is the truth of God's word. Our faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. This is the word of God, and we rejoice in it. The Bible says that with joy, we shall draw out of the wells of salvation. This gospel has kept my home. It has kept my home. It has made me to ask for forgiveness when I didn't feel like. It has humbled me. Oh my God. God bless the days I knelt down. You know, sometimes the gospel has caused me to kneel down to beg my wife. Oh Lord, don't cry. I'm sorry for what I did. And she kneels down to me. I say, oh, charity. They don't do that in the world. It's the gospel. In the world, when you are a man, your shoulders are up. In the gospel, when you are a man, God is up and you are down. God is up and you are down. Are we together here? Oh my goodness. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you praise. Oh Rabashata la baba 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 rabagasaya. Oh Radila bees. Shalatalabesa. Hey, Rabba Shalabababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab
Etobi Koseni Talefi Shakawe. Ayabasana.
Lift up our hands and just honor the Lord. Karadaba shanda rababa baba. Surrender to His Lordship. Alada rabagazina mashatala baba. Mashatala barabagazia. Aradabagazana masha. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant, oh.
Covenant keeping God,
no one.
There is no one like you.
Alpha and Omega.
There is no one like you.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai.
Ain't you and you're still the same
by the power
of your name.
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai,
Elohim,
Elohim, and Adonai.
I will praise.
I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai.
Can I hear your voice? Say El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
Elohim. Elohim and Adonai.
It's
the way, just still the same.
By power.
By the power.
Shaddai,
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai,
Elohim,
Elohim, and Adonai.
I will praise you.
I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
You make my life so beautiful. Yeah.
And as you are, you have made me your love. There's nothing greater than thee.
That's why I love you.
That's why I love you. Forevermore.
Let somebody say, you make my life so beautiful.
You make my life so beautiful.
And as you are, and as you are,
and as you are made me other.
There's nothing greater.
There's nothing greater than thee.
That's why I love you.
That's why I love you.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
Say I want more.
I want more of you. Jesus.
The more I know,
the more I know you.
The more I want to know,
the more I want to know you. Jesus, more.
Can I hear your voice? I want more. I want more of you. Ashala dilipis kabaradeba elegedi. The more I know you, the more I want to know. Yes, Lord. More. Of you, Abash.
Jesus,
amen.